Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, from time to time, when I was a child, my mother would pause in the midst of a conversation, smile, and look past me, look past my little toe head, and she'd look back at me for a second. I remember the day that you were born. And this elicits my own grin, and I snuggle up beside Mom on the couch. I love hearing my birth story. It was mid-February, Mom begins. Mid-February, and I was walking behind that red hill up at the Wilson place. I probably should have been a little more careful, but I was a teenager. And I slipped on a patch of ice and right on my tailbone, and whoosh, my water broke. Now, it was a month too early, but it was time for little Nevada to come. And so your father got me in the pickup and raced me to town, had to find someone who knew what to do. Dr. Knepper was there in the room, and he was on call, which was fortunate, and delivered you. And you came out screaming, terrified, angry at the light in the delivery room. And you grabbed Dr. Knepper's pinky and hung on to it. And he kind of picked you up. And he said, "Man, this one's a little tiger. He's a preemie, but he's going to be fine." Your dad said you looked like a little caveman. Your name? Wow, we named you, and it was special. We named you Nevada because your dad thought it sounded like a great cowboy name. He had a friend of his on the semi-pro bull riding circuit that was named Nevada, and I agreed because I thought it sounded like an artistic name. And as my mother tells my birth story, I'm laughing at all the right spots. To my little ears, each part of the tale is a monument to the moment that the world changed, a monument to the moment that I entered the cosmos. And the way my mother tells it, the story rings of prophecy. It was all meant to be. The red hill, the patch of ice, the name. God had a plan. And to me, none of this is just sentimental. It is holy to my little ears. It is the horizon plan of the Almighty bearing fruit in time. I was meant to be. And by now, I'm beaming up at my mother. I love hearing my birth story because it tells me that I am loved, that my birth is the stuff of importance, family myth and legend. My parents wanted me. My mom smiles back. And you know what your first word was? Horse. Horse. Now, sisters and brothers, this morning we hear another birth story. Jesus' birth story from the Gospel of Matthew. It's a tale that we've listened to 1,000 times. There behind the hill in Bethlehem, teenage Mary's water breaks. Whoosh, an anxious Joseph races her to the stable room in the family house. Need to get someone who knows what to do. And the old women and midwives are there and they deliver the boy and he comes out screaming, "This baby has the Holy Ghost. He'll be fine." Mary and Joseph then name him Jesus, a special name. Special name, an angel-commanded name. Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And the way St. Matthew tells the story, it all rings of prophecy. It was all meant to be. God had a plan. Jesus was meant to be. God wanted him there. And we've heard this tale 1,000 times. We smile and nod. But if we're honest, to our ears, the story has become more sentimental than monumental. It's beautiful. It's miraculous even. An angel in a dream, a virgin birth, a nearly 800-year-old prophecy made good, and a name above all names. And yet, we don't recognize the story for what it is. In our epistle reading, St. Paul encourages us to snuggle in again on the couch beside our Heavenly Father as the Holy Spirit begins to tell the tale once again. And to listen this time with holy wonder and joy-filled awe. Because our Father is not just telling Jesus' birth story, He's telling our birth story, your birth story, my birth story. St. Paul writes, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." You see, the Christmas story is not just Jesus' birth story. It's our birth story. Each part of the tale is a monument to the moment when the world changed. A monument to the moment when Jesus and we in Him entered the cosmos. The way the Holy Spirit tells it, it all rings of prophecy. It was all meant to be. God had a plan for Jesus, and so God had a plan for you and for me. We were meant to be. And so the Father, by His Spirit, pauses in conversation. He smiles and looks past us, past our little toe heads. And His eyes flicker back to us. "I remember the day that you were born." Our Father tells us our birth story. "I chose you in Christ to be my children in the Holy Spirit. Mary, Mother Church, was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And there behind the hill, she slips on that providential bit of ice. The holy water breaks, and she births you as a virgin through baptism. In St. John's words, you were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I wanted you. And you come out squirming and screaming like tigers, little sinners terrified of the light. And you grab the doctor's pinky and hang on. And your name, well, it's special. It's angel commanded. Mary and Joseph name you Jesus or Christian, little Christ, little Jesus, because you are the people that Jesus saves from your sins, your original sin and your personal sin. Again, I wanted you." Our Father smiles down at us. "And so it is that you are not servants or slaves. You are with me in my Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are close to me, Emmanuel, God with us. You are my heirs. You are my family. I wanted you here." And by now we are beaming up at our Heavenly Father, and we love hearing our birth story. Because it tells us that we are loved, that our birth is the stuff of importance, family myth and legend. Our Heavenly Father wanted us. He wanted you. He wanted me. Our Father smiles again, and guess what your first word was? Abba, Father. Sisters and brothers, none of this story is sentimental. It is holy awe. The Christmas story is not a tale to be smiled at and then dismissed into the busyness of taking down the tree and preparing for New Year's. It is holy. It is the horizon plan of the Almighty bearing fruit in time. Jesus was meant to be. We were meant to be. You and I are no accidents, for we are the Jesus people. And so, sisters and brothers, when your life seems random and pointless, a jumble of boredom and crisis, ponder your birth story. Ponder the Christmas story. When you're feeling sorry for yourself and maybe you're enjoying some of that crisis,
oh, my life, I'm just not worth anything.
Ponder the Christmas story. God wanted us. God wanted me. And God wanted you. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.